Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Digital Dialogue. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Scott.
No matter your overall goals, whenever you post on social media, you want the maximum number of eyes to view your content. So that's why on today's episode, we're breaking down the best times to post on social media.
The world of social media is constantly changing, and brands obviously need to adapt quickly in order to thrive. And thanks to new trends and massive world events like COVID-19, the best times to post have changed over the years. So for more insights, Sprout Social recently shared a report highlighting the best times to post on certain social platforms. So we are going to be sharing that with you.
Yeah, so to kick off, we're going to start with Facebook. Now, according to this report, the best times to post on Facebook are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then the worst day to post is Saturday. So Facebook is still the most used social media platform in the world, and it's important to consider that when taking these times into consideration. According to Sprout Social, the high engagement shown in early morning as well as the morning more traditional US workday also reflects Facebook's significant global audience. This makes it an opportune platform for any brand running an international or multi-location strategy. It's also important to note that these times that we're sharing are all based on central time in the United States.
Absolutely. So next would be Instagram, a subsidiary of Facebook. The best times for Instagram posts are Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then Monday through Friday at around 11 a.m. The best day, as mentioned, was Tuesday, and the worst day is Sunday. And thanks to new features like Reels, Instagram was an extremely popular platform during the lockdown, and it really grew with the popularity of TikTok as well. According to the report, similar to Instagram's parent company, Facebook, the top times to post on Instagram expanded in 2020 compared to previous years, and midday engagement during weekdays became even denser, with top times throughout the 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. range, and evenings and weekend times showed increased opportunities for engagement. So there's definitely a lot of people's eyes on Instagram, and I can even attest for that. I'm definitely someone who's on Instagram a lot. So it seems from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the best time.
Yeah, definitely. And it also makes sense too. Especially because of COVID-19, people's work schedules have shifted. A lot of people are working remotely. So you do have random little breaks and off time when you wouldn't if you were in the office setting. So I think that also kind of contributes to it too.
Yeah, the 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. range. And then definitely that post-work range from maybe like 5:30 or 5:15 to 7. Mm-hmm. I always find myself checking social media a lot, and I think other people do as well.
Definitely. I also think it's interesting too that Sunday's the worst day, because it makes sense in a way, because I feel like Saturday, it's still a really popular platform to share your, you know, your adventures or what you're doing on weekends, especially now that things are opening up a little bit more throughout the country. So people are probably posting, you know, whatever Saturday activity that they're doing.
Absolutely.
Sunday, the worst day to post. Now moving on to Twitter, the best times to post on this platform is Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. The best day to post is Wednesday, and the worst day is Saturday. So Twitter's popularity is due to news and the informational content it provides users. 2020 had some pretty massive world events, so it's no surprise it's no surprise it actively remained high during weekdays. Twitter is also considered to be a key place for customers to easily get direct line to brands through conversations and mentions. This means that having a customer care strategy in place is particularly important for this platform, as is moving beyond reacting to individual issues and towards proactively improving the overall customer experience through social listening and analyzing voice of customer data.
And lastly is going to be LinkedIn. So the best times on LinkedIn are Tuesday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to noon. The worst day is going to be Sunday. And this obviously makes sense since LinkedIn is more of a professional platform. It makes sense that the majority of the engagement takes place during the work week and not over the weekend. As Caitlin mentioned earlier, that's more what Instagram's for. And while the platform is obviously a match for B2B strategy, any brand can utilize LinkedIn marketing best practices and highlights. It's an ideal fit for the employee advocacy and imploring employees to advance their personal brand or professional development as they publish content to their own profiles. And it just stands like Facebook does, I think, as well for businesses as an established post for people to see your product and your business.
Definitely. It gives your brand an identity for sure. And yep. It's also really important to note that this is just a generalized best practices or times to post, but every industry is so different. So definitely recommend, depending on, you know, what industry you're in, there might be certain days or times that don't line up with these. So definitely you have to kind of do your own research and really truly know your audience to see when they're the most active on each social platform.
And that's something that, Caitlin, you see a lot with our current clients and past clients as well, just what days and what hours work best for smaller businesses as well.
Definitely. And the best thing too is, especially if you're not too sure, try experimenting different times, posting different days, and just to see when those sweet spots are.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, we hope this episode was helpful. We'll be posting a blog post kind of breaking down this information a little bit more. So stay tuned for that.
Thank you.